It's wrong, and I'm not going to stand for it. And will.i.am made a video, and he lied. Will.i.am is a coward and a disgusting human being for lying. I would never lie about something so serious. I have 10 million plus people that visit my website every day. I don't need press. I don't need publicity. I don't need or want this. And to all of those people who express concern and who call the police, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Because I am a human being, and no one deserves to be treated that way.
Systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, June 24th, 2009. My name's Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thanks so much for checking out episode number 209 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 7 or 8 or 9 p.m. Montana time. How the fuck are you doing?
I'm doing okay, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You still puking your fucking brains out?
I was earlier today at work.
That's nice. When next time you do that, we, the collective us, would appreciate video.
Well, I got pictures of it last time, and then I Twittered it, and people were like, please don't do that, because that's disgusting.
Well, who the fuck are you going to listen to? Your fucking Twitter followers?
I should have took
fucking
pictures of the peanut butter puke that I puked
that
in the sink.
That I would have appreciated.
But maybe next time I will do video puking, because it could happen.
Would
again.
You do that?
I would.
For me?
For you.
Thank you. Yeah, if you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit, we'll read it on the show, or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. Once again, we have a special guest in the studio tonight. We have Zach the Felon back with us.
Very special guest.
What's going on, dude?
Not much, just another day.
Yeah, you rode your bike here, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Your bike.
My bike.
Wink,
wink.
That's fucking awesome. So, yeah, it's like a 10-mile ride from town. It's not bad. Like, I told you guys last summer, I used to, you know, mountain bike back and forth to town and shit, and I would practice my air guitaring because I can ride really good no hands and shit, like, on the highway, just fucking headphones on, like, the big fucking Skull Candy headphones on, just fucking air guitaring it to Mad Caddies and shit. And then at night, riding back, I'd, you know, get near the semis and try and touch the sides of them and all that shit. While they're doing, you know, like 75, 80. But you don't have a very sweet mountain bike.
No, not really, man. It's sort of like a hoopty.
It is.
1976 hoopty.
It's like the equivalent of my fucking Subaru, but I couldn't imagine riding anything other than my mountain bike. Like just, I don't know, like a BMX bike or even a little 10-speed.
It's a 10-speed, yeah. With only four gears, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we make it work.
A four-speed?
Four-speed.
Yeah, dude, I could not imagine riding that thing up those fucking hills and shit.
But it's better than walking.
Oh, I mean. Well, yeah. I mean, if it would have been that, you could have just called, you know, from a payphone or something. We would have came and got
hey,
you.
Hey, dude, but I need a ride, man.
No shit. Red Fox says, you guys have the best intro. You know, after 200 episodes, it's never changed. Like, we had that intro, and at the end of it, it changed a little bit. It used to, I don't even remember what the fuck it was, and it was that way for about, I think, five or six episodes, and then I found that fucking explosion, and I was like, yeah. Oh, let's do that instead, because this sounds kind of stupid. But well, yeah, I put that together in like an hour.
Really?
It's Aphrodite is what the, I think it's off of Urban Jungle is what the main drum and bass part of it is. And then I just had a bunch of, I don't even know where I had all those sound clips from.
Isn't that a lot of hot butt at the end?
Yeah, well, that's after the show. That's the outro.
We're talking about intro.
Yeah,
okay.
In being the beginning.
I just couldn't remember what part she was in, but yeah, the outro is a lot of hot butt.
Right.
Right.
So did you find a place to live and all that shit?
Oh, yeah, I'm staying at the good homeless shelter there in town.
Is that the place where we ended up dropping you off at?
Yeah.
And they had room and all that?
Yeah, everybody there is about 67 years old, so I get to smell them at night.
It's oh, nice. Stuff. So what's it like in there? Well, like, I've never been, and just, for our
just
listeners.
Like, just like a little story from the other day, you know, I went back around 6 o'clock, you know, end of my little day excursion, and I walk into the little dorm room that we had, and I smell just something, just smells like straight shit.
Just something dead?
I mean, just something just died and, like, was there for about 15 days in 100-degree heat. I mean, it was horrible.
Yes.
So, this guy's sitting there, and he's walking up, and he comes back in, and he's just getting out of the shower. He sits down on his bed, and he's like, "Does it smell in here?" I was like, "Yeah, dude."
No, not at all. Do you have a nose? Jesus.
I was like, "Yeah, dude, what is that?" He's like, "Oh, man, I was..." I feel sort of bad, too, because it's this old guy, and he walks around in this walker all day. He was like, "Yeah, I was out trying to get my ice cream early this morning, and I had an accident." And I was like, oh, God, dude.
Like, you ran into something? No,
nah,
I shit my pants.
He shit his pants, man. Wow. So he comes back to the dorm room, and he just sits down on his bed and takes off his clothes and just leaves them on his bed, dude.
Really? Just hanging out? So
man, just hanging out there for everybody just to smell.
Are they individual rooms, or is it like a brothel? Or not a brothel. Whoa. A hostel is what I meant. Like
a homeless
shared...
brothel. That would be good.
Oh, man, that'd be weird. That would explain the smell, though, a little.
Well,
bit.
You've got, like, so many people to a room, right?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Is
like,
it
five,
like,
six people to a room.
Okay, they're not individual rooms. It's like a room with, like, six beds in it, and you have your own little cubby corner.
Yeah.
Now,
do they, like, wash clothes and stuff for you? Because I imagine that guy's going to need his pants washed.
Actually, no, they don't.
But is there, like, a laundry thing there that
No.
So you just got to go to the laundromat and...
Yep.
Huh.
So I had to sit there and smell that for about 2 days.
So what do you see? Is it like a lot of old veterans, or is that mostly what
it
is?
Yeah.
Is that kind of fucked up that like these people went and served their country and they were supposed to have been taken care of, but because of how awful things are now, we just kind of like coop them all up in these little fucking homeless shelters pretty much?
It's not even old 60 and 70 year olds. I mean, I was in the military for 18 months.
No shit.
Yep. Uncharacterized discharge, and you see, and Uncle Sam found a way not to pay me. It's the government's messed up right now, what they're doing to the vets.
That's crazy.
And I mean, all these guys are from Vietnam, and back in them days,
right?
And
that's
even
what
worse.
That's what I picture when I hear the word like veteran. I picture like my grandpa, like World War II, like that. But we've been in enough wars now to where veterans are like my age and younger even.
Exactly.
And they're
now,
coming
I'm 20,
back.
I'm 22 years old and I'm already a veteran.
Exactly.
You know, I enlisted when I was 17. There's a lot of kids like that now. They come back with blown off legs and stuff, and government ain't doing shit about it.
Yeah, and that's some of it. Like the ones that get all fucked up, but like a lot of them when they come back and you know they have schooling and they can get jobs.
Yeah.
But if you get fucked up over there and you come back, you're pretty much at the mercy of the system.
Exactly.
And if the system
fails you somehow, you're screwed.
You're totally fucked. Like, you cannot, if you have one leg, like, I mean, I guess you could find a job doing something, but I don't know. It seems like
where I sit down all day.
Yeah, well, it almost seems, though, that you shouldn't have to. Like, I mean, I'm all about pulling your own weight and stuff, but if you go and fight for your country for a war that has nothing even really to do with you, it's not like we're defending our own borders here. Like, the war isn't coming here. We're going to where we want to, you know, whatever we need, we'll go to that country.
Instead of defending our own borders here, we're actually in Iraq defending the oil fields there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if shit happened here, like, I'm sure all of us would take up arms and defend it, but, like, we're not going out of our way to go to some fucking desert so that, you know, we can fight for something that we really don't even know why we're there for. Like, if you ask half of those people there, they're like, just following orders. They have no fucking clue what they're doing over there.
Thank you, George W. Bush.
Yeah. Yeah, and right. It's fucking crazy. And, you know, they do that expecting that when they get back here, everything will be cool. They'll have all this money for college. But then, you know, something happens over there and they come back and they're not able to, you know, function normally. Exactly. Then, yeah, you're
either,
totally...
Either mentally or physically, you know? And I mean, it goes both ways.
I've been noticing that a lot more lately because I deliver to a couple veteran places. It's the VA clinic. Yep. Where they actually, it's, you know, where they go to get their checkups and stuff. And when I first started this job a couple years ago, it was mostly, like, the majority of it was older people, like Vietnam and World War II, stuff like that. But lately, like, even, I'd say the past few months, I've been noticing there's a lot, like, it's getting a lot busier, for one. But then for two, it's mostly kids, like, your yep. age, my age, yeah. and stuff. And it's crazy, because I'm like looking at him and I'm like, man, that, like, you're my age and you're here and you are fucked up, like,
yep.
you look at him in their eyes and you can tell, like, something is not all cool up there, you know? They're fucked up.
War seeing people die and seeing people killed is very, it's a different feeling.
Well, yeah, it's, I mean, one thing, it's, we so see it on TV, yeah, it's and one movies, thing to see,
exactly,
in real life,
experience
yeah.
it firsthand, and not just one person getting shot because of something happened, like a, you know, even like a drive-by or something. No, nothing like that. When you're right. in a downrange in the battle zone and the shit is blowing up and people are, you know, Humvees are flipping over and you see blood and all the carnage.
Yeah, it's
and
complete chaos.
Then you see them take their 12-year-old and 13-year-old little boys and strap AKs to them and say,
yep.
go out and fight.
Yep,
that's, you know, and
crazy.
Then and I mean, you have no option but to defend yourself once fired upon.
Yeah, and so, it's like they've been doing that shit since the beginning
your head.
Of
oh, yeah.
time, pretty
yeah,
much.
Been,
and
the Middle East has been fighting since the beginning of time,
yeah.
since historical records
Look
have
in
been...
The, even in the Bible, where they're in the
exactly.
days of, like, Jericho. And shit, they're like, march on this city and God will give it to you. You will just slaughter everybody and all that shit. Like, that's been happening.
The Islamic religion too is big on war and big
yeah.
on and big on, you know, keeping their life the way they want it.
For being something that's so focused around peace and loving and kindness, like,
it's
you guys
a
kill,
lot of anger.
You guys shed a lot of fucking blood. Like, way to go, man. That's fucking crazy. So I was up in Polson today delivering, and this is starting to happen more and more often, and I almost lost my shit today when it happened. Like, I carry, you know, these water jugs and stuff, and people are, you know, they're always like, oh, man, that's a lot of water. You thirsty? I'm like, oh, yeah, dude, I'm so thirsty. And stupid shit like that. But lately, it's been these ladies, and it struck me today, and I just almost lost my fucking shit. She, like, I opened the door, and I got, like, two in my hand, and I put it under my arm, and I open the door, and as she's coming out, and she, like, looks at me, and she's like, wow, that's a heavy load. And, like, just the way she said it was all breathy and shit, and I was like,
wow,
man, you,
that's a heavy load.
Yeah, like, yeah, like,
cheap porno.
I totally almost dropped it, like, laughing and shit. And I was like, where would you like these jugs, you
where
fucking
would you
whore?
Like this heavy load?
I got a hot load for you right fucking here. They're just like the cheesy, and people think they're so fucking clever. They're like, oh, hey, it's the water boy. It's like, well, I'm almost 30, but cool, okay.
Cool,
just,
okay.
I get that one a lot. Like, oh, you must be so thirsty. Like,
Same thing with, like, the beer delivery guy. Like, you know, oh, my truck's over there. You could just park it in there.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and I've been getting that. And we talked about this a long time ago because a few businesses, they're like, so can you throw some beer in there or vodka? And
yeah.
So I got to thinking, and we devised this whole business model about how we could use our filtration system at the water store at the office there,
uh-huh.
buy the shittiest fucking vodka ever, filter it through all of our awesome fucking filters,
and make it good
bottle
vodka.
5-gallon jugs full of fucking vodka, sell them for $100 a jug delivered, because we can get a gallon for $10,
uh-huh.
and take 5 of those. So $50 to fill it up. We sell it for $100. Boom, we just made $50.
Yeah.
No cost, because I'm delivering it as I'm fucking working. Like, I got the special ones up front and then the normal ones, you know?
That would be so
and
awesome.
So every now and then, you know, when people would ask me for it, I'd kind of make a note and be like, oh, it happened again today, dude. I'm, like, taking fucking orders here and
uh-huh.
shit. And it's always like, The Catholic church I deliver to, they're like, hey, you got any vodka? I'm like,
really?
Touch any kids lately? No, I'm just making jokes. Like, oh, I thought we were making jokes. Oh.
Wow.
Oh. Oh.
Oops.
And, like, people in doctors, like, the most proper fucking people. And I understand it's all just, you know, people are people and people are shit.
Or
but,
whatever,
but it just seems weird that they're, like, it's the people in the professional settings that are always, like, the most scummiest. Then they're always like, oh, I got a hot load for you right here, you know? Oh. Like, hey, you got any fucking beer in there? Can you do that for me next time? And it's like, well, what would you do if I did that? Like, I know you're just making jokes, but what
if I actually brought that to
you? Would you buy it? Like, because I can do this.
I bet you people would buy it. That'd probably be a big business.
I'm delivering. I can deliver anything.
I know.
Order a pizza. Call me before I come.
Not a fucking problem. You need weed?
I bet that was
like, what do you want? I got it all. Fuck.
If you could actually fill, like, you know, the small water jugs
just
with,
the
like,
3-gallon ones?
Yeah, the 3-gallon ones with, like, vodka or, like, you know, Jameson or
whatever.
Well,
that's why I say to them, because they're like, they're like, you got? Can you fill one of those up with beer next time? And I'm like, well, I have gin and vodka because they're clear. Like, I can't really put anything colored in there. Like, I don't want to be racist.
Well, no, even if you were to do this on your own, I'm saying, like, you know, you could put anything in it or whatever, and it'd be like
illegal.
There goes the economy in Kalispell.
I know, the ATF knocking on the fucking door and shit.
There goes the economy in Kalispell. Everybody's gonna be drunk at their job.
Red Fox says, "There's the plot for the porn you want to make." I roll in with the fucking water jugs. You're like,
that's a heavy load.
It's so awesome coming from the mouth of a chick all dressed in, like, hospital scrubs and shit. Like, you want to go in the fucking broom closet, or are you just fucking cracking funnies? I mean, we can do either or. So I got a little local thing here. You guys heard of the swine, the pig AIDS, right?
Right.
Everyone, you know, we haven't really heard much about that in the news lately.
If I have pig AIDS, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, I'm going to be fucking pissed. If you have pig AIDS, it means I've been fucking a pig this whole time.
Oh, you know what?
That is not cool. That is not cool. That's illegal. You're going to get me sent to jail.
Is that illegal in this state? Because it wasn't illegal in Florida.
That's true. It wasn't. We read a story about that. They're like, do we need to make this illegal? Is it a problem here? Because this one is called First Swine Flu Case Confirmed in Flathead County. And I didn't even see this. Like, 26 sent it into us.
No, I didn't hear anything about it either.
The last I heard was when we were first talking about it. And there was one case in Montana, and it was up in Anaconda, I think, which was nowhere near here. So now it's here in the fucking valley, so fucking watch out.
We probably brought it back with us from New York.
I don't think it was us, dude. Like, I'm fine.
Well, no.
You've been sick, David, like, 10 times since we've been together.
I haven't been sick from New York to now.
Right.
The Mexicans found another way to invade us.
I know it. It's fucking nuts.
And I've been pretty fucking healthy, so...
If that's healthy, I guess.
No, I've been healthy for a long time up until yesterday, or the day before yesterday or whatever, so...
You need to stop that. I can't handle this.
Well, everybody else got sick and they decided to share it with me, so...
You decide, oh, I might as well too?
No.
No.
I didn't decide.
You know why I don't ever get sick? You guys want to know my secret? Vitamin water defense.
That stuff tastes like asshole.
Yeah, well, do I get sick ever? How many times have I been sick since we've been together?
I don't know.
None?
You've, like, coughed.
Okay. If that's,
I've heard you cough.
I'm calling in sick. Yeah, well, what's wrong? I coughed, like, 3 hours ago. I'm not making it today.
Well, you've had, like, a sore throat here and there.
When?
I don't know, a while ago, you were like, oh, my throat's sore, and then, like, the next day it's gone, but...
Boom! Defense, dude, I'm telling you.
Mine is green tea with ginseng.
Really?
And that's gross, too.
Yeah, I can't drink that shit. So, Flag County has its first case of the H1N-word swine flu. County health officials received test. That was a joke from Twitter a long time ago when it first came out. I think it was Cheryl Murkowski's Twitter. She said it was the H1N-word.
Oh, God.
It's so dumb, but it cracked me up so much. County health officials received test results from the state laboratory today, confirming the county's first case in a child. The child is recovering, according to a press release. Quote, it was only a matter of time before we would see the H1N1 in our community, because people are dirty, disgusting creatures. We would like to take this opportunity to remind individuals, quit being so disgusting. Wash your fucking hands, you pigs.
Cover your mouth while you cough.
I know! Like, God, what year is this? Are we all gonna die of the fucking plague like the Dark Ages, you disgusting slobs?
Yeah, and I don't understand how I get sick so much or whatever, because I'm a cook, dude, and like, I wash my hands all the time. I don't even cough into my hands.
Maybe
I
you
cough
have
into my shoulder.
The HIVs.
Wow.
The HIVs?
Maybe you have the HIVs,
I've been
dude.
Tested many a times, unless I got it from you.
I don't get sick. My immune system is ninja, dude. Nothing gets through that shit. It's good. If you have the flu, stay home. Like, do we have to tell people this? Hey,
yeah.
If you're contagious, try and not be where other people are at. Can you do that for me? Do me a favor.
You should tell people because my manager came to work. Like, we called him the other morning. We're like, Charles, where are you at? And he's like, I'm in the Target parking lot. We're like, why? He's like, because I don't want to throw up in ours.
Wow. No shit.
He was in the fucking Target parking lot just puking his brains out. And he came to work. And today, I went to work and I was puking. It's
and
like,
see,
because people are struggling for money, they're not going to fucking skip work because they're sick.
I can see that. I can definitely see that shit.
So, yes, you do need to tell people stay home if you're contagious.
Yeah, but
maybe pay them and they'll be
okay. Even then. Well, yeah, and that's just another flaw in the system that our jobs, you know, we can't. If we get sick, a lot of us, we live paycheck to paycheck, and if we have budgets at all, we have budgets set according to so many hours. And if we miss even one day, that totally fucks the whole thing up, and we're screwed. So
that's why I'm upset that I missed that extra day. Because that would have been an extra, you know, how 6 to 8 hours
it's
or whatever.
It's sad that, you know, we can't afford to get sick. And, I mean, you can say shit like, oh, Canada has it all figured out with their fucking national health care, whatever the fuck. It's not that great. Like, I was listening to the Hot Cakes podcast, and they fucking, I forget which one. They both sound the same to me. T's Cross or Guarda, one of the fucking guys. He broke his hand. And so, no problem, you go to the fucking hospital, you don't need insurance or anything because everything's taken care of. Mm-hmm. But he went into this whole thing about how it's not really that great because if your injury is non-life-threatening, then you have to wait. And they have it like a queue where they take care of people that are
most serious.
Well,
most serious, and your status doesn't change.
Exactly.
So if people keep getting... like life-threatening injuries, you keep getting pushed back.
Down.
Meanwhile, his hand is growing all fucked up, so by the time he does get in, they have to break it again to fix it because he had to wait.
Well,
he had to wait like weeks to get in. To
weeks?
Get yeah. Like I think it was like 2 weeks because there were so many people ahead of him with they have like 3 different colors or statuses.
Uh-huh.
And his was like the most basic one. So you have 2 other groups of people in front of you, and, you know, those people are constantly coming in, so you're constantly getting pushed back, and the only way your status changes is if it becomes life-threatening.
Yeah.
And
well,
if it's just a break, then, you know, tough shit. So it's not that much better, because here we'll get help right away, but we have to pay for it.
The thing is, though, it's just, you know, that's how it's going to be if... you know, insurance is free and the medical care or whatever is free.
Yeah, it'll be shit.
You're going to have people going in there all the time and they don't, you know, they don't have any reasons why they don't go in there. They're like, you know, I can go in because I don't have to worry about paying. So people, every time they're going to have a cough, a sneeze, or fucking whatever, they're going to go in there.
Yeah, that too.
And
you're
going to abuse it.
You're opening it up for the hypochondriacs
exactly,
and shit like that. But
you know? And if, like, if it was free, I would have went to the hospital the other night because I thought my cyst was going to fucking explode.
And the more that happens, the more it makes them have to have a tougher screening process, which means the longer it's going to take if you have a real problem.
They should just have, you know, like a hospital for like general shit.
Everyone
and a hospital for like,
general,
oh my God, I'm dying.
Could you call it general hospital?
Sure.
Everyone should just stop getting sick.
Well, I mean, like, you should have, like, a doctor's office, like a walk-in clinic type deal, you know,
right.
for, like, the common cold or, like, bronchitis or
and,
whatever.
I mean, we have that. We have yeah. all our doctor's offices. We have the hospital, and then we have the little clinics
But
and
I'm
shit.
Saying if healthcare is free.
Right.
You
yeah.
know, you should
have
this separate thing so that way people know, okay, I broke my hand. I'll go to this place because
the bone fracture place.
Yeah,
or
you know,
the
something
fucking...
like that.
Well,
yeah.
Montana's one of the last states that actually will garnish your wages for your medical bills. A lot of states, you know, will take it to creditors and stuff, and it actually, in a lot of states, it doesn't even affect your credit.
And I heard a lot of states will, they have a thing to where if you can't pay for it, they will just write it off
yeah.
as like
they
a tax.
They did that for me in
Florida. You got to do a bunch of paperwork, this, that, and third. It happened to me on
right,
my
you
accident.
Have to prove
yeah,
that you're not
to,
just
yeah, exactly.
being a piece of shit.
Exactly.
You really can't afford
exactly.
it, but yeah.
No,
you
I
have
just,
to prove all your assets and everything. Thing,
right.
But, you know, it helps you out to some standard. But, I mean, the American health system is so screwed up because of the cost. Because of the cost of the care. Now, if,
right,
you,
so
if you deduct
lower
it,
the
yeah.
prices for the fucking... Is there any reason the CAT scan machine has to cost $3 million fucking dollars
Absolutely
to build?
Absolutely not.
Like, I mean, come on. You're getting those parts from fucking China, right?
Exactly.
Come on. What the fuck?
Should just put made in China on
it
and it
just
get
seems
a half
like
price.
It all trickles there. It's like the parts cost this much money, but the people that are putting it together charge this much money. So
and
now
the people
the
that use it even get more money.
Exactly. So what happens when you have a job as a cook and you're living paycheck to paycheck, all of a sudden something happens where you need a $15,000 hospital visit, like you cannot fucking pay for that.
Oh,
like
no.
You can't.
You'll be paying for it till you're 60.
So what ends up happening then is that people will end up waiting until what started off
as just
as
a minor thing.
Exactly. It was minor, and now all of a sudden you're going to the ER because you fucking passed out because your fucking cyst ruptured,
yep.
and now you're dead.
Oops.
Oops. Better get some life insurance.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. You, I'm talking to. Damn. You better get some life insurance.
But oh, no, fuck. When I was in Florida and stuff, I got in a car accident, and it fucked me up pretty bad. And
yeah.
I had to go to the hospital or whatever, and I had a severe concussion and a broken ankle, tissue damage, whatnot.
A concussion explains a lot.
That sucks. What's up? What's up?
Four concussions.
Hold on. What's up, caller? You're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Oh,
hey, it's Red Fox.
Oh, what up, G?
Yeah, I just want to say I work at a hospital, so this is kind of relevant to me.
Oh, word.
And
in the U.S.?
Well,
or
what
in...
I wanted to say is a lot of it is the hospitals kind of get stuck in the middle because the companies have to, they charge these high amounts for these, you know, services and whatever, and then the patients are forced to pay these high bills and they can't pay them. So the hospital is stuck footing the bill to the insurance company, especially for the ER, because in the U.S., if you go to the ER, you're not required to have insurance. Like,
right.
The hospital will foot the bill. So
it's not the hospital.
Like, people like me are the ones that get screwed because the hospitals end up paying the bill for these people.
Right. So it's not the hospital that's really setting these high prices. They need the equipment, and it's the people that manufacture the equipment that set the prices. So then the cost has to go up to whoever ends up using it.
It's also the people that go into the ER and don't pay their bills.
Right.
You know, everybody with insurance and everybody that actually does pay their bills ends up paying theirs too because the hospital's eating all that money.
Yeah. And
so they got to make it back some way.
I can see that happening quite a bit.
Yeah.
So what do you do in the hospital?
Oh, I work in medical records.
Oh, right on. So you just like...
I just got mine the other day.
You just look at paperwork?
I'm filing papers and whatever, yeah.
Nice. You're not sticking fingers up assholes or nothing like that.
So call up the hospital here, get my records, and burn them.
Erase them?
Please. That'd
be
wonderful.
I was never there.
No shit. Well, that's crazy. How's the job, though? Do you have, like, good... Do you have health insurance?
I'm going through my parents right now, but they do have it as a benefit.
Well, that's good. That's good. Are the wages decent?
Yeah.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck like the rest of us bums?
Yeah, because I pay for a lot of my bills.
Right on. And you're going to college right now?
Yeah, my parents are helping me out somewhat, but...
Well, that's cool. What are you studying?
Political science.
Ooh.
Not really healthcare related, but...
Why?
Why am I studying politics?
Yes.
I don't know. I always found it interesting.
Really? That's cool. Like, yeah. How to screw as many people over as possible with them doing yeah. the least amount of work.
Yeah.
Sounds right on, right
Sounds
on.
Like a good profession to yeah. me.
Well, you want to say hi to anybody while we got you on?
Not really, just you guys, I guess.
All right. Well, it's good hi. Talking to you. You wow, kind of sound like 26 over the phone.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
That's crazy, but a lot more alive.
Right, right. 26 is dead inside.
I'm probably the only one that's not high watching the show right now.
Ah, that probably. Could be it. Ryan, well, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks.
No problem.
All right, bye. Holla back.
But, yeah, so I was, you know, in Florida, got in that car accident or whatever, and the bill was like fucking, I don't know, $8,000 or something, because yeah. they had to do a whole bunch of crap.
And there's no way you can
no,
pay for
no
that.
No, there's no way. I was a tow truck driver and a tattoo artist and working at Walmart, which I just got fired, and then I was a manager at some barbecue place, like,
and
whatever.
And a lot of jobs around here, they don't have health insurance
no.
as an option at all.
No,
like,
I didn't have any, like, for the tow truck thing, I could even say that I worked there because I was under 25 and the insurance couldn't hold me on their plan. So I wasn't even, you know, supposedly working there. It was all under the table, but I had a CDL and I was friends with the owner.
Right.
So I did that. And then working for the restaurant I was working at, they didn't have any health care to offer or whatever. The tattoo shop, no health care.
Right. And even places like right now, it's just everything is so slow. Like, I don't know. I think we were talking about this on last episode. The lumber yards here are totally empty. No yeah. one's building houses. Yeah. Like, everything is trickling down and it's just nothing's going on. So where I work at, we have awesome health insurance. But at the end of this month, we're going to cut it because we can't, you know, we got to stay. We got to keep our head above water right now. So we can't afford to keep buying equipment to rent out or sell
yeah.
and have the health insurance. So, right. you know, it's not going to be permanent.
Well, you said that
but
he pays like, what, $3,000 a month or something for it?
Yeah, that's what our business pays out every month for to have all of us covered.
That's
which
insane.
Is,
see, that's a, I've been walking around, you know, trying to look at jobs and stuff like that. And, you know, the main thing with the healthcare is yeah, they might offer it, but it's $120 a month.
Yeah, and you that, know? It depends. And, like, and you're going to have a wicked expensive deductible
exactly.
or they're not going to cover
exactly.
shit. Like, ours is nice in the middle. For my Suboxone prescription, they're without insurance, it's like $8 a pill.
Oh, yeah.
So you get, you know, 60 pills, there's like $480 right there.
That's
420,
ridiculous.
$480. And with health insurance, it's only like $175 or $200
yeah.
every time I get it refilled. And
but,
they give me a lot more than what I really take because I don't need that much of it to be, you know, just normal and shit. But it's crazy. So when I told you guys I had the doctor's appointment, and you notice the last time I was there was a few months ago, and I put Jamhole stickers up in the fucking room that I was in, and I noticed I took a picture of the one. It's still there, but they covered it up with like blank white
yeah.
stickers and shit. And so I was talking to him, and I'm like, you know, I'm not going to have health insurance after this month. So what they did for me was wrote a big prescription so that I could get it filled and be cool for a few months. And my insurance would cover it instead of, you know, here's 30, and then next month when you don't have insurance, here's 30. So he's like, here's 120 of them. So it's going to be, you know, expensive even with insurance, but I won't have to do it for like fucking 6 or 8 months because of the way I take them.
So with that accident and stuff, it only, like, I wasn't able to pay for that at all, you know, not even make
payments.
So you're
one of those fuckers that skipped out and made everyone else's shit go up.
No, I had to.
Jack the price up. Thanks, Dana.
They talked to me about it and stuff, and I'm like, look, I can't afford to do this, you know, and because I didn't have a job on paper at that point in time, and they're like, so
right.
I'm like, I don't have a job, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
And, right, and they ended up just writing it off, you know, and use it for that, like, at the end of the year. They just use their taxes and stuff to, like, repay.
Yeah, yeah,
because,
you know, you have to balance that shit out, but yeah. it seems totally crazy that you can be doing totally fine, have money saved up. You and your girl are like, all right, you know, we're good. We're way ahead of all of our shit. Let's get married. Let's have a kid. So you do that. You have the kid, and you're still good. And all of a sudden, boom, something happens.
The swine
and now
flu.
and now you're in debt, and now you're bankrupt, and now you're homeless on the streets, your kids are taken away, you're doing fucking drugs, everything just goes to shit.
That's why
all
you
because
just don't have a
of
kid.
One chance thing. Well, and even if you didn't, I just
well, you're
that
gonna have
there,
more money to put away if you don't have a child.
Right, but right. still, something happens and you need, you know, say $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 for a medical procedure, you're gonna die. Or get it done and be in debt for the rest of your life. This shit's more than like a
what's
fucking
gonna happen when I actually have to get this cyst removed?
You're not gonna. I can tell you. I can see the future. I don't know if I told you guys that or not.
Okay.
I can tell you tomorrow I'm gonna be probably about 23 minutes late for work.
Right.
I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna eat some maple cinnamon sugar oatmeal. I'm gonna hang out for a while. I'm gonna check my email. I'm gonna load my truck. I'm gonna go eat breakfast, and then I'm gonna get a Rockstar. I'm gonna get a vitamin water, probably sink. I've been liking that. See the future, no problem. So let me tell you what's gonna happen with your cyst.
Right.
You're not gonna do a goddamn thing about it. It's gonna burst. You're gonna fucking go to the hospital via, I'd say ambulance, but they're not gonna be able to fix you at the hospital. So you're gonna get a helicopter ride to Missoula. No,
nice.
I'm seeing.
They could take you to the hospital.
Hold on. I'm seeing the Space Needle. You're going to Seattle.
Seattle.
Seattle Medical Hospital Center, whatever the fuck it's called, Saint,
they
whatever the fuck.
They could do it here.
Not if it fucking bursts and
if
you die
bursts,
of toxic.
If it bursts, they have to do it here. They have to. They can't ship me out anywhere because I'll die on the way.
Life insurance. I it, see life insurance
then,
in your
then
future.
Then you'll be getting two calls from the hospitals in Seattle.
Yeah, I still get phone calls from this fuck. He gave them my number when
they
he was in the hospital
up.
In Seattle.
I couldn't. They cool. said, you give want, me a number. I said, okay, the only I one actually, I got in my head.
Someone actually called me for you again today, and I took a message that I got to give that to you before you go.
Oh, what's the message? Give it to him now.
What's the message?
Hang on. I'll go grab it.
No, don't worry
I'm
about
like,
it.
I'm like, I
will. So, no, but. Don't, because I don't
it's something to do with health bills.
Yeah, who gives
something.
A shit?
So, know.
Speaking of debt, I got a call today, and I've been getting these weird messages from some credit collector, debt collector. I'm like, I don't fucking owe shit to anybody.
Right.
Anymore. You know, all my medical bills are, you know, we paid that all. Everything's good. So I'm like, I'm sick of them calling because they call every fucking day and leave a message. And it's like the automated computer message, but it's a dude's voice and he sounds all stern and like disappointed in you. He's like, call Christian at 1-800-EAT-SHIT. And it's like, okay, now I'm going to call. And so I called last week. And I got some dude, I had to wait on hold for like 10 minutes for one. Apparently a lot of people are in debt right now. And so finally this dude comes on, I'm like, you guys have been calling me every day, and I'd like to know what the fuck is going on. I didn't say that, but I'm like, I'd like to know what's going on. And they're like, well, what's your phone number? And I'm like, you're the ones that called me. I'm not giving you my number. And they're like, well, we need your phone number to look up the records. I'm like, if you don't have my number, you guys suck as debt collectors. Right. And I hung up on them. And so the call stopped for a few days. And then today, I got it again. And they left the message, please call my fucking asshole. So I called them back. And this time it was a lady, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to get anywhere if I don't give them my fucking phone number. Obviously, right. They already fucking have it, so fuck it. And what it is, it's weird. It's a Sprint bill, for one. We don't have Sprint here.
No.
From 2001. I haven't owned a cell phone. Like, seriously, I had a pager when I was younger because we did computer work for the old pager company here. Uh-huh. So I had a free pager forever, for life. And he gave me it was a cool fucking, it's up there somewhere, really cool pager and shit. Back before when cell phones were the old StarTech flip phones with the LED.
When pagers were the big thing.
Yeah, the fucking Night at the Roxbury ones. I have a couple of those in the fucking room there somewhere.
You got the battery pack?
Yeah.
Put
totally.
It on your shoulder.
So, you know, all I ever had was a pager, and then I got the phone that was the model before this one, and then I got this one. And it's been Verizon ever since I've had a phone. Yeah. So I don't know.
I've never even had Sprint either.
We don't have Sprint up here. They said it was Sprint or AT&T. And I'm like, well,
which one?
Which one is it? Like, make up your fucking mind. And I'm like, so how much do I owe, supposedly? And they're like, $333 or some shit like that. It was $300-something. And I'm like, well, we don't have that service here. I've never had service through them. Can you tell me where it's from? And they're like, well, the paperwork I have doesn't have the phone number on it. I'm like, you guys are the worst credit collectors ever.
That's
like,
ridiculous.
She's like, well, I'll have to put in a call to get the original contract that was signed. I'm like,
it's
yeah, you fucking,
fuck.
And
that's
they're
what
like,
it sounds like some kind of scam.
Yeah, some dude trying to call
and that's
and
what,
you all
she's
money.
Like, I need the last four digits of your social
yeah,
for that.
Right.
And I'm
no.
like,
they can't even, actually, you can't even, they can't ask you for your social over telephone or
well,
any,
not the whole thing, just yeah. the last four. So matter. I gave it to him, but with one number off, just to be
just
like,
to mess with
who gives a shit? And she's like, and what's your phone number now? And I gave her, you know, I gave her my actual phone number, because obviously they're calling me every fucking day, it seems,
yeah.
like every other day. So I'm like, whatever the fuck. So she's like, well, off to get back to you in a couple days. I'm like, okay, do that, and
whatever.
Maybe I'll fucking answer the phone when you call again, you fucking idiot. So, yeah, it just seemed weird. Like, $300 from 2001. Like, what's the fucking statute of limitations on that shit?
That should have been
never.
Discarded
for one,
a while ago.
For two, I don't... We don't have that here.
No.
And it might have been... I was kind of thinking about it. It might have been while I was working for Alamon, but I... and. I was in places that had, you know, bigger cell carriers, but I never had a phone when I was doing that. So I don't know what the fuck happened, but we'll see in a couple days when they call.
Right. Well, I mean, like, I've never had any other phone besides Nextel, Boost Mobile, and Verizon. That's it.
Yeah, and I had a couple pay-as-you-go ones, but there's no...
Yeah,
I didn't owe money, and that's why I told her. I'm like, if I owed money, how... Like, I'm talking to you on my cell phone. They wouldn't let me go if
right.
I owed them money from 2001. I wouldn't have it on right now, you fucking retard.
Exactly.
So, well, yeah, let's get through this. We got some other shit to talk about. Right, it was only a matter of time because everyone here is a fucking pig, of course. As of June 17th, the state was reporting 44 cases of swine flu in Montana, spread throughout 11 counties, and 17,855 cases in the country, 44 deaths in the country.
Wow.
Flathead's case will be added to the state total at the next reporting date. So... What, 45 once that kid dies?
Right.
No, and I think you're okay if you catch it early and they're starting to, you know, make vaccines and shit. And I was listening to the Skeptics Guide and they were saying it kind of sucks because that there's this other strain now because there's only enough, like, the way they make vaccines, and I'm totally going to get this fucked up, but from what I understood, they use chicken eggs or some sort of eggs to inject it with what they need to grow to make the vaccine out of, something like that. And there's only enough chicken eggs to make one or the other. So they have to make a choice on, is this going to get bad to the point where we need a bunch of vaccines for it? Or should we get ready for the normal flu season and make the vaccines for that? Because if they make a bunch for the H1N word, then they're going to be short
for the regular flu.
Yeah, so it's... I don't want to be the guy at the WHO making that fucking decision.
Right.
That's for damn sure.
Well, it's also not swine flu season. It's not flu season, as you said.
That's,
you know,
what's
so
the problem.
So even if it, like, you know, recesses for a while, then comes back during the regular flu season on top
exactly.
of it, and on top of the flu itself. You know,
either way, there's
not a very drastic situation there.
Right.
Local health officials encourage citizens to use the same judgment they would during the seasonal flu to determine if they need medical care. If they feel they need to consult their health care provider, people are encouraged to call first and describe their symptoms. Because everyone here is a broke-ass nigga, we can't afford our fucking bills.
Right.
The symptoms of the flu are fever, cough, sore throat, body aches, chills, headache, or fatigue. Huh.
Sounds
it's like
a
the
regular
same,
flu.
Sounds like withdrawals.
Yeah.
Hold on. Are you a heroin addict? Okay, you want this
are
phone
your hands
number.
Shaky.
Influenza is thought to spread mainly person to person through coughing or sneezing or infected people. That's so awesome. Like, you guys, we like to just sneeze and cough all over each other, and that's how it fucking spreads.
That's
like,
disgusting.
If everyone would use common sense and not be like, hi, my name's Matt, nice
right.
to meet
right.
like, you disgusting fuck.
Cough
you know?
Into your arm. Like, I just fucking, like,
yeah,
you know,
or
into your shoulder.
Yeah, and sneezing, and, like, that shit is projectile. And could you imagine, like, we've been in Subways now, not the sandwich place, but in New York. Could you imagine how quick that shit would spread in there?
Oh,
even
my God.
People
that's
sneezing.
That's why New York has the largest number of fucking swine flu.
You're hitting 20 people per sneeze. Easy, dude.
20 people
just
per sneeze.
Like that.
But, yeah, that's boom. The reason why New York has the largest amount of fucking infected people with swine flu, dude. That I guarantee you, that's why there's so many people cramped in such a small area.
Yeah,
that
totally.
That's how it spreads,
like,
man.
Here, we only have one because mostly people drive, and if they live in town, you know, they'll walk. We don't have public buses. We don't have a transit
everywhere.
System. We don't have anything like that.
No.
So.
Except for all the people that Dana gave it to yesterday while she was serving everybody food.
Right, or that.
Right.
And that sucks for all those guys, but, you know, whatever. When you cough or sneeze, dispose of tissues in the trash. Oh, that's a good idea. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I always just
Throw
it on the street.
On the customer's plate.
I
send it out to them.
Man, you guys are, this is fucking groundbreaking here.
I know,
fucking
right?
Flathead Beacon Reporter. Good job. Wash your hands often with soap and water. Avoid touching your eyes.
Hey,
I'm looking at you.
Shut up. Red Fox says actually Wisconsin does. Wisconsin has the most cases of swine flu.
That's because they have the most pigs. That doesn't count.
And when my eye itches, I'm sorry. I have to itch it.
Well, wash
your
hands.
There's still something in my damn eye.
We've only been using water.
Gotta use
soap. You gotta use
soap. Gotta use
soap. Fuck us. Fuck us. Fantastic. So after the show tonight, me and Danny girl here are going on a date. What are we going to go see? The new Transformers movie.
New Transformers.
Are you ready to be as disappointed as I was after watching the first one?
I'm hoping. I mean, the first one was all right and everything.
Yeah,
it was
cool.
Okay.
I don't know. I wanted more.
Yeah, me too.
And it didn't help that, I guess, the month leading up to it, I sat here and went through all five seasons of the Transformers.
You're like, oh my God, I can't wait
original
for
the cartoon.
Right.
So I have everything in my head, and then I go, I'm like, no, that's not what he. No, he didn't. Oh, Michael Bay, fuck you.
That's like when the first X-Men came out. I like went back and read like a bunch of the comics and then went and watched that, and I was like,
So I'm hoping to see some of this. Apparently, the new Transformers, it's been out for what, a day now? A couple days? It probably came out
something like
Friday
that.
Or something.
Yeah.
And when I was in Polson today, I saw they have like their one little shitty movie theater. And I mean, I'm sorry, guys. I know it's an Indian reservation, but come on. You got a wicked casino movie theater? Not so much. But there's like two theaters in there, or like it's one theater with two, you know, rooms that you can watch shit in.
Yeah.
And they had it on the sign. I was like, oh, fuck, dude, I should totally go watch it right now. But then I was like, I want to go see it with you so we can talk about how stupid and awful it was and how we totally got effed again on the show. So,
yeah, I like discussing movies with you on the show. It's kind of nice.
I liked it. It sucked. Hated it. Hated it.
I like it when you don't like it, then I like it, or, you know,
and
I don't like it,
or you like it.
Punch you
in the face
till
you understand my point of view. I like it. So, people are in an uproar, apparently, about it. They're not happy about it.
Uh-oh.
And not about what you might think.
What?
Remember in the first movie, Jazz, he was all like, yo, what's up, niggas? I'm here to bust some shit. Word up.
Yeah.
And they're like, where the fuck did you learn how to talk like that? And you're like, radio. So, they got some more of that kind of stuff. This one's called Jive Talking Twin Transformers Raise Race Issues.
What?
You racist!
Are you serious?
They're robots, dude. Can robots be racist?
If they were programmed.
If they were, yeah,
you
if
know,
they were programmed,
programmed
by the
you know.
KKK.
Exactly.
Transformers Revenge of the Fallen introduces some 40 new mechanized characters of all shapes, sizes, and even sexes.
Ooh.
I want to see some chick robots.
Well, I saw a poster of Megatron with, like, a giant penis-looking thing. Like,
oh, yeah, and hey, guys.
The thing, like, hangs down.
Megatron was a gun. Okay, I just want to clarify that. Like, he wasn't this fucking jet thing.
Yeah.
Granted, in the fucking cartoon with Omnicron or whatever the fuck, the planet-eating thing.
Yeah.
Unicron. It was Leonard Nimoy's voice. It was
sure.
So awesome. 84.
Nerd.
Loved it. he did kind of turn into the jet, I guess, after Omnicron fucking brought him back to life. Okay. whatever.
Okay, thanks.
But it's not the sexy robots. Do you think it's like a fleshlight and it fucking turns into like some chick robot with a fucking dildo gun?
Oh, that'd be sexy.
That'd be so hot. Can I bring my fleshlight with me? Did I tell you guys? I went and checked the P.O. box today. And there was a box in there again about the size of the box that
the
our
purple
big
dildo,
fucking...
Yeah.
What did you name that thing? Champ? The big purple dong. We named it Grape Ape.
Grape Ape.
Remember that cartoon?
Grape Ape.
It was awesome. I loved that thing. Like, I can never understand how we rode on the back of that fucking van thing
without crushing it.
Like, it's so small. But, yeah, and I'm like, oh, man, this looks like sex toys again.
And it was.
It was a flashlight.
Yes.
Not one, but it was two.
Which is totally awesome because I talked to Mike Boudet from erototoys.com. Awesome website. Fuck this Adam and Eve shit. All these other podcasts are like, put in promo code I suck cock and you'll get 50% off. No, fuck that shit. Go to erototoys.com and get your fuck on there because it's, fuck that shit.
He's got good shit. His site's pretty nice, too.
They all have the same shit, but keep it with a dude that's all about helping podcasters, and he's all about cross-promoting, shit like that. Adam and Eve, dude, they don't give a fuck about you or your show. They care about your numbers.
He actually watches the show.
We don't give a shit about numbers. He just likes the show, so he's like, here's a big purple dong. Go fuck yourselves. I'm like, oh, I'm totally gonna. Yeah. Nice. But I was giving him shit because I was like, you give our show, which is totally fucking awesome, a fucking big purple dong. You give Hotcake Show, these fucking Canadian faggots, you give them a fleshlight. And I know homeboy just broke up with his chick, but I mean, come on, dude, what the fuck? So he's like, all right. Do you want a flashlight? I'm like, yeah, I want a fucking flashlight.
Do you ever want to see this porno?
So he fucking, yeah, man, he sent us two of them, which is totally awesome because you guys may know about the Fleshlight Kid, our 17-year-old friend that was like, I can't, you know, I'm not old enough to buy one, which, or I don't have a credit card, something like that. So I'm like, you know, I'll hook it up. You know, I hate to see you fucking jerk off with your hand like we had to do
like
growing
normal
up.
People.
Right? Fuck, dude, if I had a fleshlight when
I was 13, 14 years old, I would have never left my room.
I was humping couch cushions, motherfucker. I didn't have that shit. It was like the hand, and I was like, well, this kind of looks like what I think a vagina looks like. Fuck.
I found my daddy's porn stash at a very early age.
Yeah, we all that shit. Our thing was we used to walk through these fields and shit, and every now and then you'd come across the bum stash of porn, and we'd all like sit there in a circle with our dicks out like, dude,
whoa,
look at this. Is that a vagina? I don't know. Dude, is that your mom? Holy shit. Oh, it's got to be like 18 years old, man.
So
that's
I can't
crazy.
Wait for you to try that out. Cause I
yeah, that
if it
makes
works.
Two of us. But so I thought he was just going to send one. And I was gonna send it to the Fleshlight Kid, but you know, if I got that thing, I would be like, huh.
I wonder
what that feels like. So I take it for a test drive, but you know, I wouldn't come in it or anything. I don't want him taking my semen and like getting a chick pregnant.
You
and
would come in
wanting
it and
my fucking
wash it out.
Child support or anything, but right. You know,
whatever.
I would have tried it out.
You didn't blew your load.
I probably would have, and then I would have wrapped it back up and sent it to him. No,
here's a little piece of me for you.
I would have emptied out the lube it came with, and then just busted my load in there and been like, dude, it came with more lube than you thought. It's funny. Awesome.
Gross.
And so I was thinking I was going to have to do that, but then I opened the box and there was two of them. One
Sweet.
For me, one for the Fleshlight Kid. So thank you very much, Mike Boudet. Erototoys.com for all of your sexy needs. And we are going to have him on the show via the phone call system once he gets back from his Caribbean cruise or wherever the fuck he went. So
I want him to get me a Pearl Gem. That would be so sweet. Mine
That'll
broke.
Be fantastic.
Mine broke.
So, right. Racist robots.
Racist robots.
It's not the sexes. or the sizes or the shapes. You would think these robots are big and fat, that maybe fat people would be like, that's not right.
Why would they make a robot fat?
Yeah, I know. It's a robot. Like,
right.
It's, I guess that would be the epitome of, like, it's glandular. Like, I was built that way.
They're trying to appease the obese.
Everybody?
Yeah. They're trying to appease, you know, them people, so that when they go to the movie and they see Megan Fox and shit in there with, you know, 2 inches of nothing.
She is so fucking
hot. Oh, she's so hot, dude. Have you seen her thumbs, though?
Oh, God.
Have you seen her thumbs?
Are they not opposable?
Oh, my. No, dude. She has, like, half thumb. Like, you ever seen, like, a hammer thumb? You know, where you're wacky and on a cartoon. Like,
oh,
the
yeah,
hammer
yeah.
Thumb.
It's all like, boom.
Yeah, that's her thumb, dude.
Really?
Oh, man. It's
oh, that's weird. I wouldn't want that in my butt.
I know, right?
No, thank you. But it's a pair of jive-talking bots that critics are singling out as more than just harmless comic relief. Skids and Mudflap. Twin robots disguised as compact Chevys constantly brawl and bicker in rap-inspired street slang. Oh, God, I can't wait to see that.
Oh, my God.
They're forced to acknowledge that they can't read and... To top it off, one has a gold tooth.
Are you serious?
You racist motherfuckers! Oh, fuck, dude. That's so awesome.
Ghetto bots.
No, I know, ghetto dude. Bots. That's so great. The fucking ghetto bots, and when they fucking, they, like, transform and shit, and when they all combine, they form this one, like, ghetto-walking fucking pimp robot that's addicted to crack cocaine and shit.
Like, the lean and shit
that's
to it.
So that's so fucking awesome. Yo, what's even better, though, is that, like, this movie just came out. And, yeah. I mean, I understand there's screeners and critics watch it before so they can tell everybody what they
or
think.
Or you got those nerds that read the fucking...
The fucking script. And I played with this script. But, like, you guys have nothing... Maybe that's your job. I understand that. But it just seems very petty that, like, they're fucking robots, dude. It's not like they're... I don't know. I don't fucking know. It just seems very stupid to me that you're like, oh, we're offended. The robots,
it's just
the
fun,
robots
dude.
Are battling in hip hop speak, and they're fucking. They acknowledge that they can't read, and that's because they're black robots. And it's like, really? How can robots not read? You're robots.
Well, maybe these robots are like.
Maybe they just don't give a shit.
Maybe they right? haven't downloaded that program yet. They don't got the software yet.
Maybe their school got their funding cut. And
exactly.
They didn't.
Right, right.
This is America, people.
The That's programmer right. died before they finished
it's not
it.
The robot's
know.
Fault.
Fuck.
As good guys, they fight alongside the Autobots and are intended to provide comic relief, but the traits they're ascribed raise the specter of stereotypes, most notably seen when Jar Jar Binks, the clumsy, broken English-speaking alien from Star Wars Episode 1, was criticized as a racial caricature.
What race would he be?
Retarded? Is that a race?
No.
A mongoloid? I don't fucking know. Down
He's
syndrome
not a fucking,
fucking
race. He's a thing with
space. It's an alien!
I know!
Jesus fuck.
And these
fuck.
Are robots.
Fictional.
Who gives a fuck? Oh my God.
Red Fox says, oh, you will see a chick robot. Fuck yeah. Oh,
I'm
fuck.
Excited.
Well, I know, just because of this, yeah. Like, I totally want to end the show now and go fucking see it. But
see it and be like, there's the tooth! There's the gold tooth!
Oh, look, he's a nigger! Oh, look at the nigger robot, everyone! And you know, because we're in Montana, everyone's going to be like, God damn, I fucking hate that shit. Look at this. I understand your hip-hop music, you fucking
oh,
nigger.
Oh, yeah. Man, I hope to God that we see an old couple... At the theater.
Oh,
going,
God.
Oh, what should we see,
honey,
honey?
That looks good. You want to go see no, that?
Man,
and I sit next to them the whole man. Time. They go, I don't understand. I don't get
fucking,
it. I don't know.
I'll shove a fleshlight. I'll kill. I'm packing the 9 and the fleshlight tonight. We're
or
going.
Some guy
hey,
on
we're
his
going
Bluetooth
out, baby.
Talking to where it looks like he's talking to himself the whole time.
I'll smack his head till the Bluetooth pops out the other end. Fucking motherfuckers.
Sharla, the chick that's in the jerk bank.
Yes.
And her went to the theater in Florida, and we were like one out of like 5 people that were in there. We were just going because our friend worked there, and we got him free. And this, like, bum or whatever was, like, sitting in the corner, like, at least, like, 10 seats away from us. And the whole time she's there, she looks like a bag lady, got all this weird clothes on and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's sitting there, and you hear, And then the whole movie, right? And we're just like, holy shit, dude, this creeped me out. And then after the movie, we go in the bathroom and we're like, dude, that was some fucked up shit. You know, this lady's crazy. I wonder if she was on the phone and blah, blah, blah.
She died.
She walks out of the stall. And we look at each other like, oh, shit. We fucked up. That was so great, though.
The film critic for New York Times takes it a step further, of course, because you have nothing better to do because you're a fucking film critic. Hey, nice job. Writing that the Transformers characters were given conspicuously cartoonish so-called black voices that indicate that minstrelsy remains as much in fashion in Hollywood as when Jar Jar Binks was set loose by George Lucas. Do you really think they're like, you make a movie because you want people to see it and give you their money to see it? I seriously doubt the writer is like, how can we offend nigger? Hey, which race do you really not like the most? Well, I really don't like black people. Perfect. Okay. We'll make hip-hop battling robots, and we'll give one of them a gold tooth, and we'll make them illiterate.
All right.
Do you really think that's their fucking... Oh, my fucking God.
Subliminal messages.
Doug from Ohio says, it was a cartoon, idiot critic. I know, like, you fucking idiot. Director Michael Bay insists that the bumbling bots are just good, clean fun. Quote, we're just putting more personality in. We're trying to incorporate everybody's race, you know?
Well, dude, they're robots. I mean, if you want to give them a funny accent, whatever, dude. I bet you they would have said nothing if it was like some white trash redneck
voice. Or how about this? Give the robots a fucking Yiddish, the fucking little curly things, and make them crack fucking Jew jokes the whole time. Like, it's just because hip-hop is in nowadays with the kids. They're all into their fucking street battling, whatever the fuck. Everyone loves fucking Florida. I mean, Flo-Rida, sorry. So you appeal to it. You put in, how cool would it be if we had a couple of jive-talking fucking robots? White people don't jive-talk. It's not our fault that black people don't like to fucking read and that they like putting gold in their teeth. That's not our fault, okay? God, you fucking... Doug also says they're trying to put some soul in them. Oh, that's funny because they're robots, not personality. That's right. That's all. The Soul Brothers. You didn't hear everyone getting all upset when fucking the movie Soul Plane came out and it was a fucking airplane flown by fucking Snoop Dogg and there were stripper poles in it. You weren't like, oh, that's offensive to black people. But you can't pick and choose what you want out of your culture and what you don't want. You can have the big dick and the stripper poles, but you don't want the illiteracy? No, dude. If you have to have it all. You can't pick and fucking choose. That's bullshit. And it's even more bullshit that these whiny-ass fucking critics are like, oh, we're offended, blah, blah, blah. What color are you? Well, white, but I'm offended. No! Then you're not allowed to be offended.
You're not allowed. No, sir.
No more. God. TV actor Reno Wilson, who is black, voices Mudflap. Coincidence?
I think not.
Like, would you have been more fucking offended if it was a white dude pretending to be a black fucking illiterate guy with a gold tooth?
I would. I don't know.
Fuck. You can't please everybody, Michael Bay. I feel you. Okay? I feel you. And Tom Kenny, the white actor behind the SpongeBob SquarePants, voices Skids. Oh, that's awesome. They got SpongeBob to do the voice of Skids.
Nice.
Sorry, that was my phone saying it's time for the jam hole to start. Oh, shit.
It's on vibrate, right? There's no sound, is there?
Not at all.
Okay.
Now.
Now?
Really? It wasn't the phone ringing. It was just telling me it was time for the fucking jam hole to start.
Okay, well, you know what?
Neither immediately responded to interview requests for this story, because this story is totally fucking ridiculous. Bay said the twins' part were kind of written, but not really written. So the voice actors is when we started to really kind of come up with their characters. I purely did it for the kids, director said. Young kids love these robots because it makes it more accessible to them. See? That's what I said. Young kids, they love their fucking rap music, and they love fucking robots. You make a robot that can rap? Oh, fucking gold mine,
and
dude.
And can't read like them?
What's up?
And can't read like
that? Exactly.
Them?
Fucking shit. Goldmine. Hey,
like, I can't read either.
These robots grew up in the projects too.
Just
in Cybertron.
Like me.
Hey, Cybertron had projects too, bro. You fucking idiot.
The connection there, you can feel it, you know?
Yeah. Screenwriters Roberto Orci and Alex Kurtzman said they followed Bay's lead in creating the twins. Still, the characters serve no real purpose in the story, and when the action gets serious, they disappear entirely. Quote, they don't really have any positive effect on the film, she said. They only exist to talk in bad ebonics, beat each other up, and talk about how stupid each other is. Well, now, like Keith was saying earlier today, it wouldn't be a stereotype if some of it wasn't true, right?
Right.
Okay, so, do black people do that? Do you guys beat each other up and talk ridiculously?
Well, so does every other race. I mean,
well,
come
so
on.
So do white people that try to be black people.
Right.
So who gives a shit? I mean,
everybody does dumb shit, and they can put that kind of character into any robot or fucking cartoon character or whatever.
I think it's awesome that this person trying to make their point is that they beat each other up and talk about how stupid each other is. Like,
wow, who doesn't do that?
I do that with you.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm saying the whole ebonics thing, like, that's what black people do. So don't say you're offended when they're out there, not robots, but real actual black people
right.
with real gold teeth that don't transform into anything but a lazy piece of fucking shit. Do that anyways.
And when
not saying, hold on.
When the shit goes down, they run.
When the shit goes down. No, not saying all black people do that, but some of them, you know. The fucking 8 o'clock in the morning comes around, they transform into a fucking sleeping log.
Red Fox says it makes the boring transition scenes a little more interesting.
Yeah, and
so,
I'm sure
yeah.
it all has its purpose, and I'm sure if people are going to see it regardless. I just thought it was funny that we were going to go see this, and it just came out, and already people are like, meh, racist, meh, blah, blah.
Well, I'm excited to see it, and you know, we'll fucking do our own little review about it. On Friday's show.
If these characters weren't animated and instead played by real black actors, then no one would give a shit because we wouldn't, like, that wouldn't be the movie. Like,
right.
I mean, yeah, so, I don't know, that's just stupid. And, of course, it's based on something, obviously, and if you guys are offended, then learn to read. Problem solved, okay? Fuck.
Solving problems every
day. So, moving right along, as you guys may have heard if you caught the very beginning of this episode, we played a little intro, and of course, every show's talked about it. We're not going to fucking get too much into it. All I really wanted to say about the whole Perez Hilton William thing is, ha ha, ha ha,
ah,
good,
ha, ha.
You stupid little whiny faggot.
You
it's
finally
about,
got punched in your face.
It's about time, and you're lucky that it was a pussy like Will.i.am's crew that did it, because if it was somebody else, you might be dead right now,
right.
Dude. So be grateful that it was those guys that fucking punched you and not some other fucking people that got a hold of you.
Right. You should be having reconstructive surgery as we speak for that shit. So
I just think it's awesome that a long time ago, we were talking about our punch in the face business, right? Punch
yeah.
in the face. How people get on the internet and they say anything they want and they're not accountable for their actions, so they can be complete fucking pieces of shit assholes. So what we were going to do, basically the idea is to put one agent in each state. And you have a website you go to, and whenever someone's being a little faggot piece of shit on the internet, you fucking call us up or you send an email. We track where they're at. We call our operative in that state. They go to their house, ring their doorbell, and punch them
in
the face. Will.i.am basically just did that. He took a little faggot, whiny, bitch-ass internet troll, which is all this guy fucking is. And
yeah.
granted, celebrities aren't that much better, but
no.
this guy is a scumbag. Like,
all he does is talk shit about every person out
and
there that's trying to make
to
a
happen.
Living.
Yeah, and that's
bound
yeah.
to happen.
You go to a place filled with the celebrities that you talk shit about, and you're like, oh my god, I can't believe this has happened.
Well,
I've been talking shit for 5 years and nothing like this has ever happened. No.
You talk shit about all these people for a living, and you go somewhere where they're all there, and you expect to be accepted?
Yeah, no.
You know,
dude.
You don't
and
expect someone to come up
guess,
to you and confront you about it?
Guess who he was rolling with?
Who?
Lady Gaga.
Of course.
Of course. Right. A couple of little fucking bitches just rolling through. And that's what fucking happens, dude. And all I have to say is fucking
all
good.
All he had was some little cut under his eye. He's like,
and that's
I touched
what I'm
my
saying.
Face, and I looked at my fingertips, and there was blood. My eye could have came out of my head.
Oh, right. Because you could still see yourself when there's fucking your eyes on the ground.
You
should have
hit him in the jaw. Why are that jaw shut?
And that's what I'm saying. He's lucky it was those fucking pussies
exactly.
and not some real serious fucking hard-ass thugs that really would have gotten a hold of
him. I'll tell you what,
and
if it was,
fucked his ass
if
up.
If it was me and somebody was sitting there just blatantly talking shit straight to my face and I knew they were talking shit before and everything else, they were sitting there talking shit that, about everything, about my albums, about anything that I was doing, I'd sock him right in his face too.
Well, and the thing is,
I think a lot of people would.
And
a lot of people have wanted to do it.
Oh yeah, tons of people. And that's it. All came out afterwards on Keith and the Girl. They really went into it. They played William's video, and then they played his video, and then there was this site that had comments collected from a bunch of actors' Twitter accounts and their blogs, and every single person was like, good. You fucking
Will
you
I am.
Fucking
deserve it.
Deserved it, you little faggot bitch. And what I don't get is that he was like, his whole thing is that I want to write about other people's drama.
I don't want drama
in
my
own
life.
You can't do that, dude. You can't go around
starting drama.
You can't draw little dicks and balls and semen coming out of people's shit and then not expect it to eventually catch up with you. I personally, I'm surprised it took 5 years
exactly.
for someone
yeah.
to fuck his shit up.
Exactly.
But he's lucky it wasn't someone like Suge Knight or Dre or someone that
someone
would fucking kill his ass.
Well, dude, he's lucky that he hasn't been like prosecuted for like slander.
Well,
or
he
anything,
has. He's
know?
Been sued a few times and shit. But
well,
and it's dumb. It's childish shit. He's just like, oh. That's how he got famous. If I guess
just
he's famous.
If you call that famous,
or
yeah,
picking
I call
him.
It fucking retarded.
Granted,
but.
They're celebrities, and celebrities are fucking retards. Also,
anyway.
But they're doing what they got to do to make a living, I guess,
just,
or whatever. They're just doing something, and this guy's picking them apart. And it's you don't need to do that, man. Everybody has an opinion and stuff. You don't need to be a
no, and that's
about
fine.
It.
Make fun of shit. We fucking do it. But now, if I say one of the news stories we read, say the dude that got the banjo shoved down his fucking throat, we made fun of that shit. I would expect if I went to the fucking hick ass woods of Kentucky, that maybe I want to watch my back for the dude that shoved the banjo down his throat. I would expect something to happen,
like a banjo,
like a banjo down
his throat.
Exactly, dude. Back up the shit you fucking talk. That's all it fucking is. And I'm just, I don't know. It's totally awesome.
It's retarded. I think.
And I was blown away that this was in the fucking news.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
The
I saw
real
it
news.
7 o'clock this morning on the ABC News.
Yeah, and when I had my doctor's appointment, what was it? On Tuesday? Was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. I was sitting in the fucking waiting room, and all of a sudden I hear his voice, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I look on the TV, and he's over there, I had 10 million fans, I don't need the fucking I'm like, why is this on real news station? Like, are you kidding me? This is what we need to know about? Like, some blogger faggot got punched in the face by some black dude. Cool. Like, who gives a shit? But, I mean, everyone's talking about it now, and I wanted to...
And I like how he's like, Will I Am, that is so unprofessional. And then he's like, fuck you, Will I Am. And
yeah.
Fergie, you are fuggly.
And
how
he
should
get
his
ass whooped again.
How professional are you, you know?
He should get his ass whooped again.
Yeah.
I know.
And then he'd be like, then why does that happen? Because you're
people
a piece
shouldn't
of
be
shit.
Treated like this. I'm a human being.
Well, and the whole thing, if you listen to his whole video, he's like, no one deserves violence. No one deserves that. This and that. And then towards the end, he's like, I hope Fergie sits on a fucking stick and it impales her. Like, what?
Wow.
Is that not violent? Oh, because you said it, that's different. Because
you didn't do
it,
right.
I didn't actually go there and shove a stick up her fucking ass. Like, okay, whatever. And
it's so stupid.
Their music, like, I like the Black Eyed Peas. I liked Ella Funk, and I liked their old shit, like KDC's or whatever the fuck it's called. All that old shit was good. All this new shit, it's not good at all. That fucking boom, boom, boom.
I still like Fergie,
boom,
though.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, she can sing. I just don't like...
You ever seen
like
her dance? That bitch can dance.
She's hot. Fuck yeah. And that's... I don't get where he's like, oh, she's ugly. Like,
no, she's not ugly
hot,
at all. She's gorgeous.
Just because says she doesn't have a dick, like, doesn't mean you're, I don't know, man. You're
silly faggot, dicks are for chicks.
You fucking homo queer. But yeah, I'm glad that happened. But this just came out. This one's called Blogger Perez Hilton Big Faggot Douche Sues Rhodey After Assault. So, of course, he's gonna sue somebody. But I don't need the attention or the money or anything.
No,
I guess
he
never said anything about the money, but he was like, I don't need the publicity or anything like that.
Then why the hell are you on my TV at 7 o'clock in the morning?
I know! Why are you on my news channel? We just went from talking about how people are dying from the H1N1 virus to Perez Hilton getting punched? Like, are you kidding? Holy fuck. Celebrity blogger Perez Hilton Big Douche on Wednesday sued the road manager of the chart-topping hip-hop band The Black Eyed Peas for allegedly punching him in the face. Of course, Hilton, whose real name is Mario Faggot Fuck, filed the lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court against Polo Molina. Is that chicken in
I
English?
I have no idea.
Polo?
El Polio?
Pollo.
P-O-L-O? Oh, no, that's Polo. Never mind. Marco Polo Molina. There it is. Alleging battery and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Oh, you whiny faggot fuck. Yeah, he is seeking unspecified damages. He's seeking another fucking punch in the face is what?
Yep.
Hilton was punched on Sunday night after making an appearance at Canada's...
What?
Wow. Canada's Much Music Video Awards and immediately sent out a series of urgent messages on the social networking site Twitter detailing his misfortune. Because he has no real fucking friends, because everyone fucking hates him, because he's a whiny little shit-talking faggot douche.
Yep.
The only people... And I can't say it's all... his fault. Like, maybe he started doing something, saw it worked, and went with it. What I don't understand is that if he really gets 10 million hits to his site every day, like, what does that say for the 10 fucking million people going to his site? Like,
they've lost their balls.
Maybe he writes entertaining. I've never really read through much of his shit. The only thing I've seen is one of the girls at the office where I work at, she looks at, and all I usually see is pictures
with white little scribblies
that were
all
done
over
in MS Paint with little scribblies and balls and shit. Like, that's all I've seen. So I don't know. Maybe
that's
he writes. Maybe he's a good writer. I don't know. Faggots can write. So I don't know.
Well, I read one thing.
Is it entertaining? Is it better than my writing? My blog post?
No, not at all. I mean, like, there was a thing about Fergie, and she had these weird things on her fingers, and he was like, oh, yeah, Fergie, that looks so fucking great. It's like metal bugles on your fingertips. How cool, not, and like, just like retarded stuff like
and
that.
And 10 million people see that.
Yeah.
I don't know who's more to blame, him or the fucking 10 million douchebag retards that read his site and give him the fucking, the response that he needs.
What?
Where's the cat?
Did we lock her out again?
No.
I don't know, I just, somewhere. I keep hearing like she's climbing up something.
There she is.
The suit said...
Yeah, because last show, what did we do? We locked her out
there
for like
2 hours. Oh,
yeah.
Your uncle went out to smoke about halfway through the show. And remember, I was here and I was like, where is the cat? I haven't seen her in a while.
I don't know where the cat is right
now. She was locked outside.
Yeah,
like,
the cat was so scared. She looked so like, I think they don't
not the outdoors, but like out in the foyer here. And she was just sitting there like, holy fuck, I've never been out here for more than 5 minutes without getting yelled at.
You usually come and get me by now.
Yeah, what the fuck? She was out there
the whole
fucking time.
I picked her up because she just looked so scared and like, oh my god.
He has said that Molina was angry with him for making negative comments about the band's latest album, The End, which fucking sucked. I will give you that. Ella Funk was good. Anything after that fucking sucks. I don't know what happened.
I haven't really listened to anything after
that. Have you listened to Ella Funk?
I
like that one. That one was fucking cool.
One.
I think that was the first one with Fergie on it.
Yeah, I listened to Fergie's solo thing, and I like some of the songs, but not all of them.
But it's more of a chick thing. It almost seemed like more of a Britney Spears-y.
Well, it's a dance club type
thing. I'm not into that
but
stuff.
But like,
so
all the slow songs on it, I didn't like. But her fast, like, you know, the upbeat stuff.
Yeah,
like,
and she can rap, kind of. So,
yeah,
and that's
that was really
cool. It's
kind of,
it reminds me of Tali. Like, I really like that. That New Zealand chick.
Yeah.
That she gets down with Roni Size,
and
that shit's fucking hot.
Yeah.
I fucking love that shit. But, yeah, I'm just not, I don't know, I'm not that into it. The suit said Molina punched Hilton several times in what can only be described as a spineless act and injured an eye. I love that, how he's like, you're a coward for doing that, but I'll go run away and talk shit behind my fucking computer. But the guy
It's kind of like he's egging him on, saying that he's a coward.
Like, he wants
he's
Will
He's like, you are a coward.
Actually,
Will, exactly. I am you. No, he even said that in the video. He goes, you know, I would respect you more if you would have hit me yourself instead of your manager.
What, so you
coward,
could, so
Will
you
I
could sue Will
yeah.
I am and
exactly.
get all of the money?
Right,
no,
right.
Like, you sue a roadie manager, that's one thing. It's not Will I am. He's got the fucking bank.
Yeah, and
if
Will
he
I
hit
am,
you,
his video,
he would have a
he's
brick.
Totally
well,
calm
well, he
about
says
it.
He says Will I am constructed the whole thing. You know?
Right, right.
And that's bullshit
prove
too.
It,
I mean,
faggot.
Come on, yeah,
prove
exactly.
It.
Yeah, I mean, he. Will I Am's video, he's totally calm. He's like, you just don't, you know, he's like, Fergie worked for this and she doesn't deserve that kind of stuff. He's like, she was really emotional. I was just trying to, you know, like, defend her, you know?
And I just think it's so awesome that everyone is like, good, you faggot.
Exactly.
You deserved it. And it did seem weird that the gay guy called the black guy a
faggot.
It's like, Will I Am had to think about it. He's like, wait a minute, wait a second. Is this reverse psychology? Hold on. Like, if he would have called him a nigger, he totally would have, like, gotten... Because that's what was kind of weird to me. It was like, I tried to think of the most offensive thing I could say to him. Like, calling him a nigger would have been the most offensive thing, but you called him a faggot. Like, who gives a shit? Everyone, like, hey, this is a drinking bar. I'll suck your dick, faggot. Like, that's just... But if you're like, you're a fucking nigger like that, I think Will would have fucking killed him for that. Just
but see,
because,
even the gay community today spoke out about...
Yeah.
You know, you don't call a straight man a faggot.
That's
you just
awesome.
Don't do that.
Your fucking
your own people
is not on your side, dude.
They hate your ass too.
You fucked up. You know when the gay community turns their back on a queer,
right?
Like, you fucked up, dude. You fucked up big time. And yeah, that is it for that story. That's all I really wanted to mention. If you want more info on Keith and the Girls' latest episode, I Love You, kind of towards the end, they play both videos and they talk about it for quite a while. Yeah. It is very funny. It's so great. I actually had, like, I was listening to it on my way back from Polson, and I had to, like, kind of drive around the block, and I went and cashed your check and went down to I took the long way to
so
everywhere I was
it.
Going just so I could hear the rest of it. It was funny.
So, do we have any Fuck My Life tonight?
Yeah, what's the time? Because there's a few other
1:20.
Things. 1:20. Shit. Yep. All right. Well, yeah, let me read a couple of these real quick, and we'll do some Fuck My Life and get the fuck out of here. There's a little local thing. Fuck. Basically, some old dude... Some old dude took a minor to fucking Missoula and was gonna sexually abuse her and got caught. 62-year-old and a 15-year-old. So,
whoa.
Yeah. Good luck with that happening here locally. And the one I really kind of wanted to talk about, because this one hits a little close to home, this one is called OxyContin Thief Swallows 99 Pills After
Nice.
Robbery.
Awesome. Robbery died.
Excuse my face.
What robbery?
A man accused of stealing a bottle of OxyContin from an Apopka drugstore swallowed nearly 100 pills shortly before his arrest. His cardiac arrest. Oh,
hey,
come on.
Oh,
nice.
Apopka police said Ashley Warren Holmes, 35, held up a CVS clerk at gunpoint around 5:30 this morning, demanding the drugs. The
CVS, that used to be Eckerd's stores.
Eckerd's.
Yeah. Eckerd's was awesome back in the day. I used to love that.
Yeah,
place.
And Doug just said, my sound keeps going out during the Jam Hole live show. Fuck my life. And that's because I just looked over here, and this... The camera that runs all the sound disconnected and reconnected, so if you don't have my camera up, you won't get the sound. So just, if you refresh it, it should be on. So, I don't know why it's disconnecting.
He
something with the internet.
Can't hear
it's
you.
Probably because of you fucking having that up and all that shit, but... The employee turned over the white bottle with 100 OxyContin pills, then called 911. Minutes later, officers in the area found Holmes running down the street, eating the pills. All but one of the pills had been ingested.
Oh, my God.
Holmes was taken to a Florida hospital, of course, right, and later booked into the Orange County Jail. He's facing several charges, including robbery with a firearm or weapon, resisting arrest, destruction of evidence, and possession of a controlled substance without a script. Ouch. And that is it for the news story. But I just wanted to say, like, unless you have, I even at my height of, like, banging, like, 5 or 6 80s at one time, I don't think I could have swallowed 100 of them and been okay.
No.
Like, that
no.
is a lot of dope, dude.
You were banging 5 or 6 80s at a time.
I was doing a lot, dude. I was doing a lot of it. Like, nothing
Holy
I'm really
shit.
Proud of, because I wasted a lot of fucking money and a lot of my life, like, a good 10 years doing that shit. But yeah, I was up there. And
That's
even that
bad, babe.
And I got to the point a few times where I was like looking around, I was like, man, it'd be so easy to just rob this place and all that kind of shit. Like, I never got to the point where I had to do that kind of shit. But I can totally understand how people would get there, because it is the most addictive thing ever. And it's so, not just addictive, but after you've been doing it for a while, if you don't have it, you get sick as fuck, dude. Yeah. It is. There is nothing like it in the world.
So you understand why this guy ingested 90 of them?
I don't.
Yeah, he kind of retarded.
Yeah, I don't
call him a retard,
because you're gonna. I can see you don't give a shit when you're at that point. I can put myself in his head. Like, I can totally understand being to that point and down
of stealing
and just
them,
like but of stealing them. And like, if I get caught, fuck it, I'll just eat them all and just die. Like, that's the only thing I can think of, because
yeah, right?
You're not coming unless you have a serious habit. And again, it doesn't say like what milligram the pills were. So if they were tens, yeah, 100 of them, that ain't shit.
Oh,
like,
fuck, I'm going to jail. I'm going to be high as hell
right now. And not even, yeah. But I mean, if those are like 80s, that's a lot, dude. Like, you're fucking done.
Yeah.
And that's just awesome. Like, I could totally see this just fucking scraggly ass bum like running down the road, like pop the cap, fucking rip the cotton out of the fucking bottle,
yeah,
like
shove it down his throat.
And then he fucking dropped one.
I'm not wasting this shit.
Yeah, dude, that's so fucking crazy. But yeah, man, that shit makes you do some crazy fucked up shit, dude.
Have you ever got your stomach pumped, though?
Nope, never.
That
OD'd.
Is some fucked
and that's
up shit.
The thing. I was always like, I tried to a couple times, not like, oh, I'm going to fucking OD and kill myself, but like, did just a bunch to where I should have been well dead. And I'm like, just fine. I don't know if I just had that much of a tolerance to it at the time.
I don't know,
5 or 6 80s,
though? Like, my uncle gets prescribed OxyContin 80s. And, like, he'll take one or two, and he's like, holy shit. You know? And he's going, I mean, if he takes three, he's, like, fucking puking. He's got to go lay down, you know?
Yeah,
stuff
see,
like that.
And I would
and
puke.
And he's a big dude, dude. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. And I would puke if I did them and didn't eat anything. But if I ate, like, I could do them all fucking day. And I wouldn't fucking, I would nod out and, you know, get all fucking sleepy and all that shit. The heroin nods or whatever you want to call it. I would get naughty, if that's what you want to call it. But, yeah, I never got to the point where I had to go to the hospital because I OD'd or anything like that. And that's a lot of people do. A lot of people are like, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to do this. And I think what a lot of it is that they'll drink with it, and that will fuck your shit up. That will amplify the fucking drug a lot.
I OD'd on OxyContin when I was in Florida, and that's why I, you know, don't really like them anymore or anything.
Nice.
What?
We were made for each other, baby.
Well, no, I wasn't into it like you were at all. But, like, I was taking, 30s, and I was drinking.
Yeah, the alcohol will fuck you up every time.
Well, I had taken, 2 30s, and then it was a couple hours later, and I was drinking, and a buddy handed me another one. I'm like, all right, cool. And that other one was not a 30, it was an 80.
Nice.
And I didn't realize it because I was already fucked up. All I remember is I did the nod thing, and I nodded, and I fell, and I hit my head on the corner of a table and fucking blacked out.
Nice.
And I woke up at a hospital getting my stomach pumped.
Where am I?
Having a tube shoved down your throat. I wake up and, like, immediately try and pull that thing out. I'm like, no. And that sucks, waking up to that so fucking
bad. I can imagine.
Yeah, it was not fun.
I've seen people, like, I've been hanging out with people, and they, like, I do my, you know, 2 or 3 80s, and they would do, like, half of one, And I'm sitting there, like, totally cool. And they're over there nodding out with the needle in their arm. And I'm like, are you fucking cool? Because I just did, like, three of those. And I'm ready for my fourth. And you are fucked up. Yeah. Like, what is up, dude? Holy
Christ. Yeah, like,
Christ.
I tried taking a 30 after I had OD'd and stuff. And it just automatically makes me vomit, like, all the time. So I really don't touch those at all because they're just... They make me sick.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I wish that shit would have made me sick when I first started doing them. I never would
Well,
fucking...
not when I first started doing them. It was fucking great. But ever since then, ever since I OD'd, it's just been downhill from there. Can't
of
touch
course. Them. But that's just awesome. I just got the picture in my mind of this dude just running down the street like fucking, oh, you'll never get me, copper. And yeah, the last thing I did want to talk about before we do some Fuck My Life. Did you guys hear... I think it was last week or a few days ago, the governor that went missing and everyone was like, oh my God, where the fuck is he? And then he finally came out and he was like, oh, the Congress adjourned or whatever the fuck it was. And he's like, I just had to go out to the Appalachians to clear my head.
What?
Yeah, he needed
to go. I never heard
of
that.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well... It comes out that that wasn't where he was or what he was doing. Uh-oh. Anyone want to take a wild guess what this guy was doing?
We got to put prostitution, some kind of drug, and some money.
But I love it when this kind of shit happens because it's just like the religious thing. The more religious a person is, generally the more hypocritical they are.
Of
and
course.
the more of a fucking douche they are, let's say. This guy was a very hardcore conservative Christian Republican, like fucking stern as fuck, doesn't fuck around with any of that shit.
Sure.
He was out cheating on his wife. Yeah. Oh, you hypocrite fuck! Guess where?
Where?
Argentina.
Argentina.
Wow.
Now, Argentina starts with an A, and so does the Appalachians, but not you
not
left
even
the
close.
Country to
not
cheat
even close.
On your wife, dude.
Well, if you got the money.
You,
I mean.
On our money. This one is called South Carolina Agog. I don't know what that stands for. Over Agog? Is that a word? A-G-O-G? Agog?
A-G-O-G?
Anyone in the chat? Agog? I don't know. Over Governor Sanford's confession of affair. Governor Mark Sanford has always painted himself as a family man, a red state conservative whose annual Christmas cards featured pictures of his wife and their four sons.
Ugh.
God, I love it! Oh, you were... fucking around on your bitch-ass wife on the taxpayers' money. Ah,
next year's Christmas card is going to go like this.
I know.
Thank you, America, for paying for my Argentinian piece of ass.
You know, it totally reminds me of that Little Britain skit. I don't know if you guys ever watched that show, but the Little Britain UK version where they're doing this press release and it's the guy, he's like a head of council or something, real respective, and he's there and he's got his wife and their two kids there and he's talking about how he wasn't having a gay affair, but he bent down and accidentally slipped and the zipper was defective and it accidentally came, like it was all this huge accident.
Oh my God.
And that's how when his wife walked in he was fucking some dude in the ass.
Oh,
it was so funny. But that's what this... That's totally what this fucking reminds me of.
I'm sorry, baby. I slipped and I just sort of
fell in.
What?
You slipped, fell, landed on his dick?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's what it reminds me of. So when he tearfully confessed a year-long affair.
Oh, a year!
It wasn't even like, oh, I think I'm going to go fuck some Argentinian whore. Like, you've been fucking
a year, man.
Woo!
I bet you it wasn't the same girl for a year neither.
I bet it wasn't either.
Like, honey, I have to go on a business trip. Okay,
that's where the fucking swine flu came from. Dude, it wasn't Mexico. It was Argentina. And it was that motherfucker. Oh, man. Argentina chicks are fucking hot, though. Hi, man.
Just like Brazilians.
So hot. That's so great. If you saw her, though, you'd be like, damn, she's hot. We'd nail her together. Yeah. Well, I'm going to take a trip to the Appalachians next year.
You want to die.
Actually, I can't even do that now because if you leave, then I have no fucking co-host. So, fuck me. So when he tearfully confessed a year-long affair with a woman he visited on a secret trip to Argentina, reaction ranged from embarrassment over his behavior to pity for his family. Oh, his poor family that's going to live just fine for the rest of their lives. Poor things. You know, she wasn't fucking him anymore anyway. She didn't give a shit. But there was a common theme, surprise, that the man named as a possible 2012 GOP presidential contender had been cheating on his wife. What? A human being cheating on his wife? No.
Thank you, President Clinton, for setting the standard.
No shit, set the standard.
Oh, my God.
That's so fucking awesome. I was shocked, said Tom Daley, 42, a magazine editor. Quote, first of all, he's a Republican golden boy, and he's a strict, staunch conservative. I'm so shocked. It was something I did not expect. Just like Rush Limbaugh and being like, oh, all drug addicts are criminals and they should go to jail, fucking... Oh, God, that oxy's good, but all drug addicts are bad, and they should go to... Oh, God, cocaine with oxy? That is heaven.
Even better.
What was I saying? Drug addicts, yeah. They're all criminals, and they should... Oh, God, that is fucking delish. Hey, if you guys try... Like, you hypocrite fat fuck. And people are still like, oh, it's not his fault, it's the drug's fault. Yeah, it's the fucking drug's fault. The drug fucking licked its coating off, crushed itself up, and jumped into his fucking nose. Yeah, I'm sure...
It's not the senator's fault, it's the pussy's fault.
I know, hey, Argentina pussy's good, man. What can you say?
Come on, I'd travel there too.
Fuck yeah, you've had it, it's good, isn't it? Those girls are freaks, man. I've only had it once, but man, it was good.
Better than the Mexican whore I got about 5 months ago.
Oh yeah, Mexican, no, that's just like a cheap imitation Argentinian, man. That ain't nothing like the real thing, nothing at all. I'm so fucking shocked. Daily called it a blemish on South Carolina, and Ellen Brady, a computer network specialist from Charleston, wondered why it had to happen in her state. Quote, we're all mortified, absolutely mortified, she said. It splashed all over the news.
That bitch is fucking the milkman.
Yeah, like, you act like this never, not in Sick. South Carolina.
No way.
We fuck our sisters, and that's all we fuck here. Come on, dude. They're probably more fucking offended that he was fucking some chick that wasn't really white.
Exactly.
That's what they're really pissed about.
Yeah, Doug says his wife was probably cheating, too. How many of those kids do you think are his?
I know. I want a fucking paternity test, you
Take
motherfucker.
Take this to Maury.
Right? This one's half black. What the fuck? Oh, God. Gerald Walker, a 19-year-old student at the University of South Carolina in Columbia, said Sanford should not have told staffers he was hiking the Appalachian Trail when he was actually in Argentina hiking the Argentina Trail, if you know what I mean.
Oh, God.
For 7 days, his spokesman repeated the lie to reporters, leading to several days of confusion over his whereabouts. Huh. Hey, anyone seen our governor?
No.
Is that what he was? Yeah, the governor. Anyone seen our governor? Uh-uh. You check the Appalachians? I mean, Argentina. That's why I'm with it. Yeah. quote, he shouldn't have lied to us. He should have been straight up. Guys, I'm going to Argentina to get some strange.
Okay.
I'm going to be straight up. I'll be back. Oh, you motherfucker. It wouldn't be so bad if you weren't such a staunch conservative, and family values and morals should be the most highest thing on this world other than God. And, well, God gave us Argentinians to fuck, and they fuck good, so what can I say? I'm sick of my wife and my four whining, annoying, smelly fucking kids.
I'm going to the tip of the freaking Arctic.
I'm going to the mountaintop. Judith Thompson, 66, who works at the South Carolina Nurses Association across the street from the governor's mansion, said she was concerned for the families involved. Quote, it's a very sad moment for all the people in this state. Stephanie Bird, a 20-year-old University of South Carolina student selling Italian ice from a street cart, also called the affair sad. Quote, it seems to happen to a lot of movie stars, so it's not like it's surprising, but it's kind of disappointing for someone who is supposed to help you through things and represent you, she said. all the black guys in the state were like, yeah, get
yeah,
some.
That's what I'm talking about.
Represent us. Wait, is that being racist?
You got my vote.
Because black guys like to fuck. All right, come on. South Carolina women's basketball recruit Kelsey Bone, meanwhile, laughed about the where is he now nature of the news in the state she has called home for just 3 weeks. Quote, first he was on the Appalachian Trail. Now he's in Argentina. And I was like, how do you get the two mixed up? It's called He Lied, You Fucking Idiot. Right. Go play basketball. Jesus fuck. So that is it for that story. I just thought it's so awesome when that happens. Like, when that one governor was all like, oh, fuck the gays, and they don't deserve anything. And then he's in the bathroom trying to have sex with a
dude.
Wow. Like, whoa, dude, what are you doing?
I hate hypocrites.
Oh, I
dude.
Know.
So
that
bad.
Is the big. That is the worst thing, but it tastes so sweet when they get caught. Oh,
oh
man,
yeah,
I love it. Nothing like it in the world.
All about family values. You
I know.
Go fucking
all
some
of
other
that
chick.
You're fucking around. That's so fucking awesome.
So wonderful.
All right, let's do If You Fuck My Lives, and we'll get the fuck out of here. We'll go see some Transformers 2. We'll go see some racist robot slang.
All right.
Today, I'm currently grounded for 3 weeks. Have no car, cell phone, or television privileges, and am not allowed to spend more than 10 minutes on the computer a day. I spent 3 of those minutes typing this. The reason why? I was 7 minutes past my 9 o'clock curfew.
What?
I'm 18. Fuck my life.
Oh, my God.
that is fuck ridiculous. It.
You're
wow.
18 and you 18. Are 7 minutes late?
18 with a 9 o'clock curfew?
I know.
Yeah,
I mean,
sucks.
Unless you're on probation, like, that sucks, dude. Hey, I guess, though, you live under their roof, their laws.
Right, I guess.
That I sucks. You know, they're fucking hypocrites, too. It's okay.
Yeah.
Today, fuck. What?
My brother's 17, and he's got more leeway than that.
That's because your parents don't love him. Because he's gay.
Well, they actually just bought him a truck.
So he can get the fuck out of their pure Christian house.
It's a pretty cool truck, though. Yeah, do you see it? Yeah, it's a 79 fucking Chevy Stepside.
Only the inside of the back of it. Well, we were fucking, oh, come on, because he's gay.
It's a cool truck, though.
Today, the cops showed up to check out a child abuse complaint. I then had to spend an hour explaining that I had given my son a suppository.
Oh, my
what?
God.
What? The neighbors heard him sobbing hysterically, Daddy, why did you put that in my butt? It hurts. My neighbor had heard and thought I was raping my son. Fuck
oh
my
God.
Life.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome. Just... So now if you want to just rape your son's ass,
like,
you just say,
just, it was
right, it's time for your suppository. Oh, can we play with Teddy Ruxpin instead?
No.
I want to get my dick sucked in the shed. I love that song. It's so awesome. This is called Prison, and we're filming the jail scene. This is called Ass Rape, and we're filming the jail scene.
That's so awesome.
Greatest album yet, Eminem.
Yeah,
fucking
I really
prop.
Enjoyed that.
I enjoy it thoroughly. Today, I lost it on my coworkers about how hard I've been working, picking up everyone's slack with no appreciation, and it was clear that I needed to find a job that actually rewarded hard work. You know, the only job I can really think of that rewards hard work... Prostitution.
Yeah, most definitely.
Prostitution.
Yeah, you're in business for yourself.
Yeah, that's right. And you're getting paid to fuck. Like, I mean, how bad? I mean, granted, you don't always want to fuck, but I mean.
I don't know. After last night.
Yeah, we fucked for like, what?
Three hours?
That was awesome.
My lips are chapped.
And then
thanks.
I fucking chowed box for another 2.5.
Oh no.
My God.
Yeah.
2.5.
Yeah,
no.
Bullshit.
Wow.
I was timing that shit, and my neck was killing me.
Dude. How long did I suck dick? My lips are chapped.
That's right. That's right. Suck that cock. But now I got a fleshlight.
Don't need you no
good.
More.
I know.
You better watch what you say.
You're lucky.
You better watch what you say. You might be out that door real
right.
quick.
You're lucky you're good at co-hosting this show. You're going to fuck out, bitch. You sure as hell don't clean up after yourself. Fuck.
It was fun, though.
No, yeah, it was awesome. It was
crazy.
Fantastic. What'd you do the other night?
What other night?
The other night?
What other night?
The other night.
Before last night, when we were in bed, and you just fucking went to town. Thank you, Josh from Big Mouse Pod. Actually, thank you, Megan from the Big Mouse Podcast.
I didn't listen to that.
You need to suck dick and swallow that shit because it's good.
No.
It's good, though, isn't it?
No. That was just a one-time favor for you.
Okay.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to be super awesome today.
You were super awesome, I have to say.
I still wanted to fuck afterwards and be like...
Oh, I was out. I was out like halfway through the jizz load, man.
I know.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Dude. And I'm like, the reason why
I told you that, though. I was like, dude, I'm fucking tired
as
fuck.
And I couldn't sleep the whole night. You know why? Because I kept rolling over and you're naked. And I'm like, touch.
Well, do whatever. Touch. Just let me fall asleep first. I don't give a shit. As we learned from the Russian rapist, you just got to tie rope around the nuts. Just be gentle.
drop a Viagra in his throat.
Yeah, that's all.
Viagra with Tylenol PM. He'll be fine.
No shit. I was seriously waiting for you to just like spit that in my face. I was like, oh,
and then
God.
I talked, and you're like, what the?
I was like, she fucking swallowed it. High five, girl. That's what a girl's supposed
for
to do.
For like that whole night, and then the next day, he's like, dude, best blowjob.
You just
ever.
Got a
best
little
blowjob.
And when did you get sick?
You just got a little more feminine.
And when did you get sick?
Like
that morning.
When we
that
met.
Morning.
When we met. You've been sick ever since we met.
Whatever.
Right. So job that actually rewarded hard work. As I went to grab my jacket to leave, I saw a cake and gift card for a cruise on the table from the staff.
Took
Fuck
it.
My life. That sucks because you know they ain't getting their money back for that.
Uh-uh.
You're like, oh, I was just going to go put my jacket in my car. I wasn't leaving. Even though I just totally yelled at all of you fucking bitches.
Right.
It's kind of like that around the office, too. And that's, like, I felt bad because Ryan was looking like fucking shit today. And I was like, I asked, excuse my face. I asked the boss's son, I was like, you know, can you help me fill? And he's like, yeah, just a minute. You know what he was looking up?
What?
Seattle Seahawk wedding garter belts. You know how they're getting married?
Uh-huh.
Like, you don't play for the Seahawks, dude. I understand team loyalty, but you're getting married, and you
retarded.
Want a Seattle Seahawk. Like, really?
That's
so awesome. Oh, man, wow. I would be so pissed. Like, I'd be like, I want a divorce, you fucking idiot. Oh, man.
So when you get your insurance back?
Are we getting married? We should now. How much you get fucking sick.
Right?
Fuck. They're pretty just start garnishing my wages, man. Fuck that shit. All right, a couple more here. We got to get out of here. I think the last showing starts at 9:45. Today, I was laying out in my backyard trying to get some color where I felt a little tickle on my lips. It was a penis. Fuck my life. Today, I was in line. No. I rubbed them together to satisfy the itch when I felt a sort of crunch-ish popping between them. I had crushed a spider between my lips, and its legs were still moving out.
Oh, that's so gross.
Oh, fuck my life. All right, last one for tonight, episode 209. Today, my girlfriend decided to bribe me to be good since we were going out to dinner with her parents by giving me a blowjob. The good news? It was one of the best she had ever given. The bad news, I came on her black dress. She responded by hitting me in the nuts.
Oh,
hard. Oh. Fuck my life. It says that.
Man.
Hitting me in the nuts, period. Capital H, hard. Fuck my life.
Lomar says, are they really going to make a porno flick? I want to be in it. Or want to be a part of it.
Goddamn right.
We
Everyone else
cameraman.
Is pussing out. Josh from Big Mouse Pussies. That's what he should change his fucking show name to. Big Pussies Podcast. Because that's all he is. You big fucking pussy bitch. Oh, yeah, dude, I'm totally down. We'll make a porno. Megan's totally down, too.
And
then
he's
he
not
said
into
that.
It.
He said that because he probably didn't think she'd be into it. But, Josh, you're engaged to a bigger hoe than you thought. Because she was like, yeah, dude,
yeah, let's
fuck.
Do it.
He's like, wait, really?
Really?
And she's
want
like,
my
yeah.
Face
and then he's
out
like,
there.
He's like, yeah, no, I actually don't want to do that now. Because, I mean, what if we have kids? And they see, oh, so they see you fucking on the internet. Who gives a shit?
It's not like they're not going to walk in on you one time in their life.
Oh, yeah.
He should, like I said before, like I told you, he should put a mask over his face with the Big Mouth logo on it. And
that'd be kind of
cool. Yeah, just promoting
the
podcast.
I want to get one of those, you know, like the Jack in the Box Jacks. I want one of those while we're
watching.
That'd
God.
Be awesome, dude.
All right, we need to get out of here.
Yeah, we do got to get out of here. So, I was just going to say that what Doug from Ohio just said, that Josh don't fuck her enough to get her pregnant anyway.
Right.
Doug from Ohio says, Megan doesn't get enough because Josh don't put out. Josh is a dumb fuck.
And on that note. And he denies blowjobs.
I know, yeah. Well, yeah, yes. But you suck cock now a lot, and I still fuck whenever.
Yeah.
As much as possible. Right. I am bringing the fleshlight to the movies, though. All right, guys. TheJamHole.com. Info at TheJamHole.com. Email us 406-204-4687. Leave us a message. TheJamHole.com/Twitter. Follow us. TheJamHole.com/Danny. D-A-N-N-I. You can follow her Twitter. Other than that, we will be back, what, Friday?
Friday.
Friday for episode 210. Hasta.
Police chase video.
Oh, yeah. He's got a police chase video for us. That'll be up on the YouTube once I get that edited, once he gives it to
watch
me.
Watch my car Friday. Get fucked up.
Right. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we can watch Danny's car get fucked up together. All right, guys. We'll see you later. Peace.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam Hole. .com.